When Elias Bates was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, she quickly learned just how expensive her condition could be. She currently pays $2,000 a month in out-of-pocket costs for insulin, a drug that has been available for more than 100 years, but in the U.S. has continued to surge in price.
A few years ago, my doctor suggested going to Canada. I live just 4 miles from the Canadian border, so this was logical. Until you give it just 1 ounce of thought, I pay over $10,000 a year in insurance premiums so that I can go buy my insulin in another country and it doesn't count toward my deductible. It is completely asinine to think that I would go to another country to buy inexpensive medication and yet pay for a healthcare plan in my own country that is only compounding my diabetic problems.
Bates is just one of thousands of Americans who rely on prescription drugs like insulin to remain in good health. And she's not alone in struggling to afford the cost of her medication. Spending on prescription drugs rose 76% from 2000 to 2017, according to a new report from the nonprofit RAND Corporation. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont has been trying for years to take on the pharmaceutical companies for what he sees as unethical price gouging at the expense of Americans' health.
All over this country, the American people are asking a simple question. How many people need to die? How many people need to get unnecessarily sicker before Congress is prepared to take on the greed of the pharmaceutical industry? The American people are demanding that Congress listen to their concerns and not cower before the power of the pharmaceutical companies. To address this issue, I have introduced 3 bills that would substantially reduce prescription drug prices and also save the federal government significant sums of money.
The first bill is the Prescription Drug Price Relief Act, which would peg the price of prescription drugs in the United States to the median price in other Western nations like Canada. Additional bills in the package would allow the Secretary of Health and Human Services to negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs under Medicare Part D, which could save the government up to $360 billion over 10 years, according to the Center for Economic and Policy Research. The Congressional Budget Office estimates Part D pays out 3 times more than Medicaid for prescription drug costs. Sanders' package would also allow patients, pharmacists, and wholesalers to import medication from Canada and other major countries, providing a new competition that could drive down Big Pharma's high cost. More than 24 Democrats in the House and Senate support the bills, along with Republican Susan Collins of Maine, who's framing the issue as a bipartisan one.
When a doctor prescribes a needed medication, an insurmountable barrier to taking it should not be its cost. More than half of Americans and an overwhelming majority of our seniors take at least one prescription drug each month. For many, access to these medicines not only is critical to their well-being, but also can literally be a matter of life or death.
The high cost of prescription drugs in the U.S. is unique among developed countries. On average, it's 2.5 times higher than in comparable nations. As a result, pharmaceutical companies continue to rake in record profits. In 2020, as 500,000 coronavirus deaths have shown a spotlight on the nation's fragile healthcare system, the top 5 pharmaceutical companies pulled in more than $53 billion in combined profit, according to the quarterly earnings of Johnson & Johnson, Merck, Pfizer, Roche, and Novartis. Lowering drug costs has broad support among voters, and as Budget Committee Chairman, Sanders could use the reconciliation process to push his bills through Congress without Republican support. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.